Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Over the last 11 years of consulting, I have seen a lot of mistakes made in the sales process, and I can say that there are three big ones that you need to be aware of. One, not having a process at all. It's amazing to me how many companies think that they can just hire salespeople and throw them out like cowboys into the marketplace and not have a formal defined process. That's akin to a football team not playing by a playbook. You don't see a football quarterback going out onto the field and saying, hey guys, just run around anywhere you want and I'll see if someone's open and maybe I can get you the ball. Maybe the Miami Dolphins did that in the 2011 season, but I'm telling you, the guys going to the Super Bowl had a playbook. So make sure you have rigorous sales process with steps so that you can guide your team through the process objectively. You know where they are and what still needs to be done. The second mistake that I see is not assigning probabilities to the sales process. And so from a management perspective, it's really hard to estimate what revenue's coming in if you don't have certain percentages or weighted percentages at every step along the way. Now, don't get carried away. You don't need to have 5%, 10%, 15, 20, 25, 30, but you do need to have certain benchmarks that tell you when a deal is 50% likely to close, 80% likely to close, 90% likely to close. And while you're at it, make sure that the only thing that's at 100% is a signed contract. 90% can be a verbal approval, but it's not 100% until you have signature on paper. The third mistake that I see being made in the sales process is not qualifying and not having a rigorous enough qualification at the front end. I really believe that sales managers have a responsibility to carve out the right qualification questions before a presentation or a demonstration or a price is put in front of the prospect. Most sales managers allow their sales teams to do demos or give presentations or make proposals as long as they've got a buyer who says they have money. Most people, most organizations find it's expensive to send people out to make presentations or create quotes or demonstrations if the buyer is not well qualified. As the sales leader, you need to carve out what are the right questions. In an ideal situation, you sit down with a salesperson who says to you, hey, I'm putting a presentation together, and you have five or six questions that you can ask them about the buyers, about the need, about the decision process, about the decision criteria that they have answers for. And if they don't have those answers, then they have no business putting pricing or a demonstration in front of that buyer. These are just some of the challenges that I work through with my clients on a regular basis through our coaching and consulting relationships. If you're interested in seeing how I might be able to help you solve some of your challenges, we could spend half an hour on the phone together through our sales checkup process. If that sounds like something you're interested in, why don't you go to our website right now at engageselling.com and click on the Contact Us button to request a sales checkup.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.